Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. In his first State of the Nation speech as opposition leader, Chris Hipkins has attacked the coalition government for putting landlords ahead of hungry kids and smoking revenue ahead of people's health. Speaking to Labour Party members at AUT's Manukau campus yesterday, Mr. Hipkins rejected the notion the coalition has a mandate for its policies.
Did New Zealanders voting for change vote to wind back our world-leading smoke-free laws in order to pay for tax cuts? Did New Zealanders voting for change think that they were voting for billions of dollars in tax breaks for landlords while threatening to cut free school lunches? Did they vote to suspend work upgrading our schools and hospitals and to stop the building of new state houses? I'm pretty certain they didn't vote for the Prime Minister to talk about tough love for others whilst claiming a $1,000 a week housing allowance that he did not need.
Chris Hipkins says the government is taking the country backwards when it comes to outcomes for Māori and righting the wrongs of the past. Greens MP Huhana Linden says the government's plan to fast-track infrastructure projects will ride roughshod over iwi Māori concerns. She says while ministers are promising consultation, the select committee has still not been told how that will work or what power the ministers will have.
So there's no transparency in it. It's bad for the taiao, it's bad for tiwi Māori. So we need to rise up and raise our voice of concern across the environment, select committee, but also to our ministers to say, taiho, wait a minute.
Huhana Linden says Resources Minister Shane Jones is pushing hard for mining and other environmentally destructive industries. Māori and Welsh musicians are collaborating this week in a project to revitalise their heritage languages through collaborative songwriting. Greg Haver, a Welshman who's co-chair of the Aotearoa Music Producers Guild, says three Welsh songwriters will collaborate with six Māori songwriters and three producers for the Māori Kimraeg Song Hubs at Big Fan Studios in Tāmaki Makaurau. He says music is an important part of Indigenous identity.
A lot of young Welsh artists, a lot of young Welsh bands are all singing in Welsh because it's, you know, it's part of their identity as a Welsh person. And it's very prevalent here as well. It's the, you know, Te Reo Māori is such a beautiful language and it's such an important part of the culture here to embrace it in song.
Greg Havers says when reggae bands in Aotearoa like Herbs were embracing Te Reo Māori in the 1980s, punk bands in Wales were doing the same thing with their language. And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Toodle!